If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Off the Eaten Path. It's finally here. A great tasting snack you can feel good about eating. Off the Eaten Path's veggie crisps deliver real veggies with lots of flavor and a satisfying texture without artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Real veggies. Really delicious. Shop now on Amazon.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. A low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 130. Now, y'all know I love the idea of speaking your truth and the importance of bringing your authenticity to everything that you do. Even if that means setting a boundary or having a difficult conversation with someone. Remember, though, there is a time and a place for everything. Your words and your actions will have an impact on others. We need to remain cognizant of the effect that we're having on people without stifling our authenticity. And this, like most things, takes balance and self-awareness and practice. As we get more and more comfortable approaching difficult subjects more head-on, we will find more peace. But in the meantime, it does become your job to weigh out when, where, and how to have difficult conversations when you need to. It may feel like there is never a right moment to address something or to do something. And although there may never be a perfectly right moment to start, there are definitely wrong moments. And this takes the same cognitive awareness to reading the room as we talked about on an earlier episode. When addressing an issue with someone, you should take their feelings, moods, and status into account. Remember, your goal should be to find a common ground and to de-escalate while still addressing and not compromising on your needs. Recognize that people may need time with your words and they might not be as receptive as you expect them to be. Even if we handle our side with grace and humility, that doesn't mean that they have to or can. And since we can never know how someone will react to us, we should set ourselves up for success by weighing out a few potential scenarios before addressing these major issues. Try practicing addressing your communication points prior to the conversation, and practice explicitly stating your expectations clearly without dodging it with emotions. And don't allow those emotions to run your decision making. If you're starting to feel guilty, take a step away instead of saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry, never mind, let's not do this." Sit in your shit, like we talked about yesterday. And then you can decide when the best time to address this important stuff may be. And while it may never feel like the perfect time to have a potentially difficult conversation, you'll probably start to notice that there are definitely more inappropriate times to do so. Like, you're probably not going to want to address a 15-year-old argument with someone on their wedding day, but you're also probably not going to want to wait and pretend everything is fine for the next 10 years. And you may want to steer clear of criticizing social media presence at your best friend's birthday toast, but you might want to have that conversation before her next Facebook rant. Weigh out your options and decide what works best for the scenario that you're in. Everything is subjective, and there is no one-size-fits-all to most situations. That's what makes them so scary and vulnerable. But a good general rule of thumb, for me, has always been this. If something has been weighing so heavily on your mind, then you are doing yourself a disservice by not addressing it. As long as you remember there is a time and a place for everything, you can remember there's also a time and a place to address your worth and your feelings of dignity. And your real people will thank you for communicating that, so don't be afraid. But do be picky about when you choose to talk this shit out, because it really could make all the difference. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.